Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Matt Brady Show. Man, what an absolute classic between Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State pulled off the victory with a late rally by their defense in this game. And they are going to move on to the national championship where they are going to play Notre Dame. I think, first and foremost, the college football playoffs have given us exactly what we wanted, which was more great games. Is the format exactly perfect? Did it work out perfectly this year? No, maybe not. Maybe it was a little unfair that Oregon had to play Ohio State and Penn State got to move to the other side of the bracket. But regardless, we all got to watch a bunch more excellent games. And that's exactly what these two were in the semifinals. Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, Texas. Now, if you look at the Notre Dame-Penn State game, that game went a little bit how I expected. I thought it would just be more kind of back and forth between the teams, but both defenses held up pretty well. But ultimately, Notre Dame's defense is just too good for Penn State, at least throwing the ball. I thought, actually, that that's where they would struggle. I mean, Tyler Warren ended up having 75 yards. They really held Drew Aller to a bad game, but they ran the ball all over that Notre Dame defense. But Notre Dame was also able to run it all over Penn State. And Jeremiah Love had that amazing goal line drive going in, getting hurdling a guy, getting hit by two other guys, and what'll probably go down as an all-time classic play for Notre Dame. I know a lot of people are thinking more about that Ohio State game and an all-time classic play, but that power running by Jeremiah Love is something that I think will hold a special place in a lot of Notre Dame fans' hearts heading into this game here with Ohio State. Now, if you're Penn State and you're on the losing side, I think this was a great season for them. I don't think anybody thought Penn State was going to make it to the college football semifinals. I certainly did not. I thought they might be a playoff team, but I didn't think they would. Maybe it's just they got the seeding that benefited them. Maybe they actually were that good. I mean, they did take down SMU. They beat Boise State. But Notre Dame was just a little too good for them. So really, at Penn State, you have three losses this year. You lost to Ohio State, who's going to the national championship. You lost to Notre Dame, who's going to the national championship. And you lost to Oregon in the Big Ten championship. You also won two playoff games. If you're James Franklin, I think, hey, you had a great season, Penn State. I know a lot of Penn State fans are going to be disappointed. They've been calling for James Franklin head. You think Ohio State fans have been calling for Ryan Day. Penn State fans, same thing. But I think this was a great season for Penn State. Drew Aller's coming back next year. I think they'll be a very formidable team next year. And maybe this is something they can use as inspiration to build upon next year and going forward. On the other side of the ball, Notre Dame heading to its first national championship in at least a decade. So that, you know, you go back to that one with Manti Te'o and the ghost girlfriend story, catfish story. But this Notre Dame team, I think, is very good, at least running the ball. They have a good defense. Are they going to be enough to hold on to Ohio State? I don't think so. Let's move on to Ohio State. Ohio State, Texas. I thought this game would be a classic back and forth. Didn't really go that way. Kind of slow in the first half. Ohio State gets a touchdown early, and then Ohio State proceeded to just get penalty after penalty. It looked an awful lot like the first Oregon game. If you go back to that, there was a lot of false starts. There was a lot of holding plays. When this offense does that, and then it goes to the defense, and in that Oregon game, it was just too much with that surprise onside. Oregon's offense was just way too good to give up that many offensive miscues. And that's the same thing that happened here, and it almost cost them. Now you go to the end of the first half, and it's one of those plays. Screenplay to Travion Henderson goes 75 yards, touchdown. Okay, now we're in business. Now we've got the momentum. They Ohio State also got the ball back at half. They went right back to having false starts, penalties, holding. It held this offense back. If you're going to go up and you're going to play this Notre Dame defense, which might be the second best defense in the playoffs, you cannot give up those types of plays, or Notre Dame might be able to run. I don't know that Notre Dame's going to be able to throw the ball on Ohio State, but I do think they will be able to get some good rushing yards in this game. And then ultimately, the way this Ohio State game ended was the defense. Captain Jack Sawyer, once again, monster. This guy is a machine. I don't know if he's going to be playing on Sundays in the NFL, if he's going to be one of those guys that maybe he's a third round pick, anything like that. All I know is I'm a Steelers fan. I want him on my team. I don't care. He's clearly a leader. He is making big plays week in and week out. He looks maybe a little thin, so he's maybe for the NFL, I should say. He's going to need to beef up a little bit, I think, for NFL. But he's kind of a lanky guy. I think any NFL team is going to be lucky to have him on their roster. But if you go back and you look, really, since that Oregon game where he actually kind of came up small, in all of the big Ohio State games, he's had big plays. 1.5 sacks versus Indiana, a pick against Michigan, 1.5 sacks against Tennessee, 2 sacks against Oregon two sacks against Oregon in the Rose Bowl. And then he had the forced fumble last night. I think Notre Dame is going to have a hard time stopping him in this Ohio State defense because, yeah, Notre Dame has played Georgia, but they haven't played any defense this good all year. Now, there were a few surprises in this Ohio State-Texas game. One, Quinn Ewers played a little bit better than I thought he would. You know, he can get hot. He can get cold. Sometimes he's a little streaky. I think it's hard to put that strip sack on him because he was moving in the opposite direction. Ewers finished 23 of 39, 283, 2 touchdowns and a pick. And, you know, and that last pick, it's kind of hard to put on him too, because you're trying to make something happen after you just went down. Huge defensive momentum for Ohio State. You go right back on the field. The clock's going down. You just got to fire. And that's ultimately what happens. And he gets picked over the middle. It's kind of hard to put that one on him. But I thought he actually had a pretty good game overall, considering the defense he was going up against. It just felt like Texas was really in this game because of Ohio State's penalties on offense that just held their offense back. We just didn't see that those dynamic plays from Ohio State's offense because of the penalties. I mean, Jeremiah Smith was held to 1 catch for 3 yards. So it just came into Travion Henderson, who had a monster night. And I think that will be the biggest deciding factor in the national championship. I don't think Notre Dame has the ability to stop all of Ohio State's weapons. I mean, they held Penn State in check, but really it's, you know, Drowler had a bad night. Warren had 75 yards. Penn State was still rushed the ball for 200 yards. So if Penn State, who oftentimes this season really feels like a quarterback and tight end, you know, duo is the power of their offense, was able to run it for 200 yards, how are you going to stop Smith, Abuka, Scott? You don't even they don't even have to have big nights if Henderson has, if Henderson and Judkins have a big night. You know, Penn State also forced 2 turnovers on Riley Leonard. You give up picks to Ohio State, and I don't think this game will be even close. Vegas has it at about a touchdown. I think it's going to be more like 2 touchdowns, maybe 11 points for Ohio State. Now, if you look at the resumes of Penn State and Notre Dame going into this national championship, and I'm going to come back and I want to do a bigger breakdown of this. But this is like initial thoughts after watching both of the semifinal games. When you look at the resumes of the two teams, I don't think it's close either. Notre Dame beat a lot of good teams, you know, like Army, Navy, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Penn State. But Ohio State also beat Indiana. They also beat Penn State, and they beat Tennessee, Oregon, and Texas. This Ohio State team has beaten six top 10 teams. And if they beat Notre Dame, they will have beaten six of the playoff teams at some point in the season, which is an enormous task. And, you know, well, that'll happen more often as we get into the playoffs. So you'll see teams beat some of these other teams. But it is just a huge, huge difference in their resumes. I think that's something that's being overlooked, you know, and with the brackets, Notre Dame, you could argue, was on the weaker side of the bracket, but they actually did get a pretty tough schedule. They had to go through Georgia, although without Carson Beck. They went through a Penn State team. They went through an Indiana team, maybe didn't even deserve to be there. But I think Ohio State, over the course of the season, has by far had the more tough and brutal schedule week in and week out. And those are the types of things that come the end of the season make you that much more battle tested. For me, it comes down to one thing. If Ohio State can clean up their penalties, because that's been the big difference. If you look at the Tennessee game, you look at the Oregon game, the second one, if you go back and look at the first Oregon game and you look last night, the big difference was penalties. 8 for 70, then 9 for 75. You know, that you go back to that first Oregon game and then you go back to last night, 9 for 75, and you can see how close those games are. So if Ohio State cleans up their penalties and they come out hot like they did against Tennessee and Oregon and their offense isn't being held back by themselves, then I don't think Notre Dame has enough defensive firepower to hold everyone at bay. I mean, if Penn State rushed for 200 yards on Notre Dame's defense, then I think Ohio State's going to eat that. Great defense. I think it is good, but I think Ohio State will eat that defense alive. So I like Ohio State. 28-17 is where I'm at right now. I'm still reserving the right to change my opinion just a little bit as we are going to have, you know, a couple weeks. There could be injuries, you know. Notre Dame had the flu. Who knows how much that helped? That hurt them. So those are the things we have to keep in mind, just sort of an initial reaction to those games and heading into the future. And right now, wild cards are going off, so I'll come back early next week and talk about those. The Chargers had a just terrible, terrible game. Justin Herbert threw four picks, and I'm actually, as I'm recording this and firing off my thoughts, I've got a screen on the other side and I'm watching Pittsburgh and I don't even know what they're doing here. It's bad. So Baltimore, I think, is looking really, really, really good. But so I'll have my thoughts on that once we finish with the wild card round. So with that, that's it for us today. If you like the show, be sure to give us a like, hit that subscribe button for more content. Hey, give us a review on iTunes. If you want an opinion of your own, share it on the show. Be sure to give us a comment or send us an email at themattbradyshow@gmail.com. And we'll see you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.